Michigan State University has released a list of the most distinguished of its incoming freshmen. 19 high school graduates from around the country are MSU's latest Alumni Distinguished Scholars and University Distinguished Scholars. With that scholarship, they get a value of about $90,000 for in-state students, $150,000 for out-of-state students. It covers full tuition, room and board, books, and a stipend for up to 8 semesters of study. 2 local students are on the list, and it's a pleasure to have them on the line with us right now. James Dunn is in DeWitt, and Robert Harrison in Okemos. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Very good. Congratulations to both of you. Let's start with James. Tell us a little bit about what you're planning to study at MSU.
I'm looking to go into physics. I actually am really interested in alternative energies, solar power in particular. I'd like to go into that, you know, just kind of help the energy crisis, help get some more renewable energies, maybe do that for 15, 20 years. And then I'd like to be a high school teacher, actually.
Wow, that's tremendous. Have you met Governor Granholm yet?
I have not met.
You will. Okay. When you start talking about alternative energy, and that's what you want to do in Michigan and at Michigan State, and then teach, you've hit both of her hot buttons.
Yeah.
She will be in touch. And you are from DeWitt High School, James, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to assume both of you are straight-A students. That's probably a given. But what have you been doing in DeWitt besides going to class and getting all A's and making me look dumb?
Well, the main thing is Quiz Bowl. I was on the varsity Quiz Bowl team since my sophomore year, and I was captain this last year. We actually won a state championship my junior year and took second place my senior year. And on Quiz Busters, actually, WKAR, if you watch this Sunday at 4 o'clock, is the grand championship game in which we actually played Robert's team, Lansing Catholic Central.
And who? Well, I can't tell you who won. Are you?
I can't tell you that. But you know, if you tune in at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. I've got a hint. Actually, if you're pushing it that hard, I suspect both of you are smarter than Matt Ottinger too, who's a pretty bright guy. But
Matt's pretty sharp. I wouldn't say I'm smarter than him.
Yeah, and he's on the Okemos faculty. And Robert, you've probably seen him around school a lot. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you. I actually didn't attend Okemos High School, though. I attended Lansing Catholic High School.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I do live in Okemos.
Okay. And Lansing Catholic, I'm sure very proud of you for this incredible achievement. Tell us a little bit about your goals at college.
Interestingly enough, I am also going to be a physics major at Michigan State. I'm taking a little different path in gym, though. I am going to be in a residential program for the natural sciences called the Lyman Briggs College.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very excited about studying physics with MSU, which is, you may or may not know, that one of the premier places in the U.S. to study physics. I'm also very interested in studying Chinese language. So those are two things that MSU has really opened the doors for me to pursue.
I suspect both of you are pretty excited about the FRIB coming to East Lansing. Of course, they're still going to be in construction. You'll be out of graduate school before the thing is operational, but still it's going to attract a lot of talent that you can learn from.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, FRIB should be great.
Yeah, and it establishes MSU as one of the premier physics schools, really, in the world.
Uh-huh.
You both decided to stay home. Was it just the scholarship, or was it more than that?
I'd wanted to stay home anyways. I'm also a national merit finalist, and so I had a lot of full-ride offers from around the country, but I really wanted to stay here at Michigan State, staying close to my family, close to my church, just close to my former school. Hopefully we'll be volunteering with the Quiz Bowl team back at DeWitt High School this upcoming year.
I'm pretty much in the same boat. I mean, I also had a number of offers from other colleges. I was also a National Merit Scholar. But MSU just had the best combination of courses offered, the depth and the breadth of academics and other student life choices. So it really just came down to that. It wasn't so much that I wanted to stay home or I wanted to leave. It was just that I figured that MSU really had the best menu of options that I wanted to pursue. So it was mostly just those issues.
Is it fair to assume both of you are planning on pursuing graduate degrees? And if so, will you be doing it at Michigan State?
I definitely plan to pursue a graduate degree. I really hope that Michigan State will. I know sometimes it's a little bit unusual for graduate students to get accepted at the same school they did their undergrad, but I have been told that it does happen on occasion, and so I figure if I'm good enough to get accepted, then that's where I would want to go.
Robert, what about you?
I also hope to do graduate work. I can't say for certain now whether or not I'd be doing that at MSU, but since I do plan to be studying physics, MSU is, like I said, one of the best places to do graduate work in physics.
We've only got about 20 seconds left, but we should have a shout-out to your parents. James, the name of your parents?
Jim and Cheryl.
Okay, and Robert?
Laura and Jeremy.
And I suspect those are four very proud people. Congratulations again. It's a tremendous academic honor. And it's great that you are sticking around locally to pursue your academics at the Pioneer Land Grant Institution. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. James Bye. Dunn from DeWitt High School and Robert Harrison from Lansing Catholic Central. Two of the very best and the very brightest and great young men, both pursuing physics degrees.